Talking today with Matt Pinnell, who's running for lieutenant governor, one of our lieutenant governor candidates for 2018. You're out here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Oh, yeah. Obviously, a lot of folks you can see and shake hands at a place like this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a $25 million impact, economic impact, right here in Oklahoma City with this show. This is amazing. I wouldn't miss it. And there's a lot of good Oklahomans right here that care about who their next lieutenant governor is.
Why are you interested in getting your name into politics at this level, as far as at that state level, and run for lieutenant governor?
Sure. You know, I think we need a couple new fresh faces down at the state capitol, first off. I think people are done with the status quo. They want people that are, yes, uniquely qualified to do the job. And we're small business owners. My wife and I run a small business in the Tulsa area. We have a big warehouse in Bixby area. We're in the baby product manufacturing business. So my wife and I wake up every morning and ask ourselves, where are we going to sell today? Where are we going to sell today to put food on the table, put our kids through school and everything else? And I know there's a lot of small business owners right here. There's small business owners all across the state. That's the backbone of our economy. And we got to continue to diversify this economy. And the lieutenant governor is the small business advocate on the cabinet. So I'm running because I'm about entrepreneurship. I'm about small businesses, and that's in the ag community as well as every other community. And we'll be a champion for the ag community as well as every other small business owner in this state.
We appear to be kind of crawling out of this budget hole with increased revenues, but still the problem is, you know, how do you make sure that we're efficient, but yet we're meeting all these needs, including, for example, the teachers who we've heard so much about?
There's no doubt. Core services, that's education, roads and bridges, healthcare in particular, which I know people right here in this arena care about all three of those, have got to be prioritized. They just do. If we don't prioritize education, roads and bridges, which, again, that's a huge economic driver and it's a huge issue in rural Oklahoma, as well as healthcare, huge issue in rural Oklahoma, then we're not going to retain or recruit jobs to this state. And so the next governor and lieutenant governor are going to have to come together. They're going to have to work as a team, by the way, this time. They're going to have to come together and fix those problems long term. Otherwise, like I said, we're going to continue to be on a roller coaster down at the state capitol.